top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, August 12, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Environmentalist Atherton Namata is calling the DLP government announcement about building a geothermal plant a cliche, a pie-in-the-sky project, and an annual recurring promise. And the UK and Mexico foreign secretaries Dominic Raab and Marcelo Ebrard says ensuring equitable access to vaccines, treatment to test the Latin America and Caribbean people for international collaboration is the only way to end the COVID-19 pandemic. And Russian President Vladimir Putin claims a locally developed vaccine for COVID-19 has been given regulatory approval after less than 2 months of testing on humans. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Regional and global, only on Q95.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And welcome back. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says despite the extremely low-priced COVID-19 test within Dominica's ranges, persons still don't pay. Skerritt, who is also the finance minister, explained that the sheer cost of a COVID testing along with the apparatus and materials have gone up due to the countries seeking to stock up on supplies. This comes at a time when the global community has no idea as to when the end of COVID-19 will be in sight. Many of them have commented that this is a virus that we may have to live with.
Because in the United States of America and many countries of the Caribbean, you pay $150 for a PCR test. We're asking people to pay $40, which is $104, and people don't pay. People don't pay. So the cost is huge. The prices of this test have gone up. The prices of the PPE have gone up. The cost of medication has gone up because there is an increasing demand of this, and countries are stocking up and for the future, because no one knows how long this COVID-19 is going to happen.
And that was a Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Also in local news, the black hole represents the female reproductive system, and we must give righteous recognition to the black woman. This is according to Priest Isaac, speaking as a special guest on Observer Radio. Priest Isaac is of the Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress and chairman of the Black Shepherd Statistical and Churchical Organization, which is an organization founded upon the principles of edifying in areas of ancient history, anthropology, and the mystics, as it pertains to the identity of the Creator. Priest Isaac was speaking on the Egyptian mythology, which depicts the black hole as representing a female reproductive system. According to ancient Egyptian mythologies, Nut is the goddess of the sky and heavens, and she was the daughter of Shu, god of the vital breath, and his wife Tefnut, goddess of heat. She was usually depicted as a woman bent over earth with her head in the west and her feet in the east. She was part of the cosmogony, which is a theory of the origin of the universe of Heliopolis. The ancient Egyptians believe she protected the earth deity, which is Geb, her husband, from the night sky. She was also believed to have protected the dead until they were reborn in the afterlife. Priest Isaac shared some astrophysics and scientific data to bring a light to the black community as it relates to the place of the black woman.
That it's the original melanated man, the original ebonite man, that was the original human being, and that's just it. So the original woman of which all life came forth from is the black woman, if you want to use that term. But the point is, we are speaking of indigenous people, the original people to walk the earth. This is why even when a lot of these sciences existed, nobody else was really around. That is just the reality. So that is why we would paint the black woman on the wall with the stars and identify her and her reproductive system with the most magnificent aspect of creation that we know about, which is the explosion of a star and the collapsing of the star upon itself, which is a neutron star, which eventually create a magnetic field, a electromagnetic field of energy around itself. And of course, the material from the exploded star will also form in a nebula, beautiful cloud-like shape that you could see with all of these great telescopes that they're sending up out there. But after a while, again, hundreds of thousands to millions of years, this same nebula will form itself. This is just a summary. Again, into a circular formation around that uniform electromagnetic energy that is being released by that neutron star.
He says, after which a highly charged quasar is formed, which attracts elements within its core.
And then after a while, the quasar is formed, where the material becomes molten and hot and highly charged. Highly charged, that's very important. Remember, Ptah plunged into the Nun. Ptahs don't plunge into Nuns just so, you know. You have to get highly charged. So when you see the quasar get hot, you know, remember them rocks were going away, you know. Something pulled the rocks to come back. That's just life. A female attract a man. If you don't want to look at humans, watch animals. You know what I mean? Pussycat and dog, when you see them spraying and so, what do you think they're doing? They're spraying for some might to pick up the scent and come.
He added that there was a purposeful intention to have the woman removed from the god concept so that her true value would be downplayed.
For even a woman to can identify with how sacred she really is, and even with the whole aspect of the god form, I know we are very religious people, but the reality is that it was purposely, it's a purpose manipulation of the mind when you see a one make it their business to take the woman out of the god concept when the woman was always there. I mean, those who don't have the woman in their god concept, you know, they didn't always have a god concept. They met us with the original god concept, and then they made up their own god concept.
That was me, and of course
the original Africans. You know, look, our so-called gods there, if you want to use that term. Really, because god is really a German term, by the way.
And that was a Priest Isaac of Ethiopia Africa Black International Congress and chairman of the Black Shepherd Statistical and Churchical Organization. Also in local news, the number of COVID-19 cases in Dominica remains at 18, says the Ministry of Health, Wellness and New Investment officials. There has been a growing concern amongst the general public as it relates to the current updates of the active cases because of a recent interception of two persons who had tested positive on rapid antibody testing over the weekend. Chief Health Ministry Minister and Chief Health Epidemiologist Dr. Shaladin Amada, speaking on Monday's press briefing, updated the general public in saying a follow-up test of these two individuals was done using the PCR testing method. These two individuals were Dominican returnees, highlighted by Dr. Ahmed.
Currently, the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 is 18. There were two positive cases on rapid antibody testing over the weekend. Subsequently, they have tested negative using the PCR method as per protocol. These individuals are Dominican returnees. They had their negative PCR results prior to their arrival. They have completed their online screening questionnaire and they met the criteria to travel to Dominica. They did not have any clinical symptoms of COVID. On arrival, they did not have any elevated temperature. Currently, they are on mandatory 14-day home quarantine.
He then shared the mandatory protocols that are implemented presently by the Health Ministry.
As per protocol, all visitors coming to Dominica are required to do the following prior to arrival again. PCR testing should be done within 3 days from the arrival date. Just to explain, if you are traveling to reach Dominica this Friday, August 14th, then you must do the PCR test August 11, meaning tomorrow, and no earlier than August 11. It is mandatory to upload a valid negative PCR result in order to receive health approval notification. You must keep a copy of the PCR result and approval notification prior to the boarding. These documents will be checked during embarkation, and on arrival, you must submit them to the port health officer.
He then shared the criteria to disapprove any incoming visitors.
The criteria to disapprove any visitor include no PCR test done, outdated PCR result, PCR result not uploaded, a positive PCR result, or clinically symptomatic case will be disapproved.
And that was the Chief Epidemiologist in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Shaladin Ahmad. And access into Dominica is very fluid right now because travel demand is very low worldwide, says the Deputy Coordinator for the Reopening of Borders, Mr. Colin Piper. Piper says it is best to ensure one is up to speed on traveling advisories, and other personal research should be done to be aware of the current health protocols implemented by the country one is visiting or departing from. Some of the hubs for travel to Dominica he listed would be St. Martin, Antigua, Barbados, Puerto Rico, San Juan.
As it relates to access, we know access into Dominica is very fluid at the moment. This is because the demand at present for travel worldwide is very low. And airlines, while publishing scheduled flights, are prone to postponing and canceling flights. So it is best to ensure that you are up to speed on the airline's travel advisories until the time of departure. It's also imperative that the travelers do their research to understand what health protocols in terms of required testing and by when they must be done are in place for the in-transit passengers at the hubs servicing Dominica. Such hubs would be at San Juan, St. Martin, Antigua, Barbados, St. Lucia, and Point a Pitre.
Mr. Piper then listed a few airlines that will resume service effective August 11th.
Effective August 11th, the following airlines will operate into Dominica with scheduled service. We have Silver Airways on Thursday and Saturday from San Juan. We have Air Antilles daily from Barbados with connection at St. Lucia to Dominica. We have Air Antilles from Point a Pitre to Dominica. However, we know that the borders of Guadeloupe are not yet open. Inter-Caribbean daily from Barbados to Dominica. Winair on Monday and Thursday, direct from St. Martin to Dominica. And Winair on Thursday and Saturday from St. Martin via Antigua to Dominica.
And that is the Deputy Coordinator for the Reopening of Borders, Mr. Colin Piper. And the popular chairman of the Dominica Association of the Evangelical Churches, Pastor Randy Rodney, appears to be concerned about the COVID-19 travel advisory imposed on Dominica by the United States. On August 6, 2020, the U.S. Department of State and the Bureau of Consular Affairs issued a level 3 travel advisory on Dominica. The statement reads, "Reconsider travel to Dominica due to health and safety measures and COVID-19 related conditions. Exercise increased caution in Dominica due to civil unrest. Read the Department of State's COVID-19 page before you plan any international travel on travel.state.gov. And travelers to Dominica may experience border closures, airport closures, or travel prohibitions, and stay-at-home borders and orders, as business closures and other emergency conditions within Dominica may happen due to COVID-19. Visit the embassy's COVID-19 page for more information on COVID-19 in Dominica. The country summary states that demonstrations and protests can take place with little or no notice. Local authorities have used the tear gas to disrupt a protest, and Rodney is calling for a retraction of the statement of the U.S. Department of State, reads a travel advisory to the U.S. citizen interested in traveling to the Commonwealth of Dominica.
And I've sent a message to somebody who I know is of influence. Whoever it is, listen, you'll have to retract that. You have to apologize for raising the level of your travel advisory in Dominica to level 3, which says reconsider travel, right? Because your reasons fall flat. They are not substantiated by any science or by any facts. And so quite frankly, as a Dominican, I feel really terrible about this. I'm hurt and maybe angered, to say the least. That you can't control your COVID case in Florida. You can't control your COVID case in Texas. Everywhere you have it is increasing. Now you're trying to flatten the curve. You have people dying all the time out of, and you're out here saying to people not to travel to a place where we can almost say we do have that. Anybody who comes here is they'll bring it for us. We don't have it.
And that was a pastor and chairman of the Dominican Association of Evangelical Churches, Randy Rodney. And Hotelian former Minister of Agriculture, Atherton Martyr, says he's baffled by the blatant neglect and lack of progress shown by officials of the Roosevelt Skirt administration in the advancing of renewable energy sector. Martyr calls the better stewardship of the country's natural resources, as these resources provide an economic service for the country. He added that the money spent so far by the Skirt-led DLP administration in the geothermal project could have been redirected into solar, wind, and hydro energy projects, which would have greatly benefited the nation and the economy by now. The former agriculture minister is calling the DLP-led government's announcement about building a geothermal plant a cliche and a pie-in-the-sky project, as the administration has promised Dominicans a high-profile project for years.
But it signals that all their talk, the official talk about a green economy, and hence the propaganda piece that you're referring to, is actually a pie in the sky. It doesn't exist. Because I'm trying to suggest to you that if there were a serious green economy, these are the kinds of things, this diversified approach to renewable energy, not this singular focus on a single source of energy that, in fact, is a high-cost source, but also interferes with ongoing revenue from the Roseau Valley.
And that was Hotelian former Minister of Agriculture, Atherton Martyr. And a youth activist, Karen George, speaks on the statistics surrounding the unemployment and poverty rate of the Kalinago people in Dominica. The Kalinagos are indigenous people of Dominica, yet have had, to date, not received enough rights to their own lands and are currently deprived of major economic earnings in their community. According to the Sun newspaper on August 6, 2016, the Roosevelt Skirt administration's medium-term growth and social projection strategy, published in 2006, categorically stated that the Kalinago territory has had the highest incidence of poverty in Dominica, where over half of the households are poor and 55% are indigent. When the report was published a few years ago, the researchers found that housing conditions amongst the indigenous people were substantially worse than for other poor households in Dominica. Another report published by the Christian Children's Fund 3 years earlier paints an even grimmer picture, which where it says, open quote, that there have been a rapid deterioration in the standard of living amongst all Kalinago people, end quote. The CCF report categorically states that, open quote, in Dominica, the particular, the Kalinago territory, is one of the poorest and most neglected areas within the area, with no running water, with about 75% of that area highly unemployed, poor educational facilities, and poor quality nutrition. The CCF reported added that about 70% of the houses are in dilapidated conditions, and many are infested with rodents, bugs, cockroaches, and other insects, unhygienic conditions, and much more, which contributed to the serious asthma attacks and other related respiratory diseases and illnesses. That was back in 2006.
Okay, and I remember a few years ago we had a statistic on the unemployment rates in the Kalinago territory and levels of poverty, and it was quite an alarming number. Now, don't you think that with the land issue, if they were able to freely use it to create a business or something, don't you guys think that that would contribute to bettering their lives or something of that?
And that was youth activist Miss Karen George. And in other news, UK and Mexico Foreign Secretaries Dominic Rahab and Marcelo Rebab expressed this view during a joint virtual seminar underneath the theme Accelerating Access to COVID-19 Vaccines in Latin America and the Caribbean, as they were joined by senior policymakers and scientists from across the region. UK and Mexico Foreign Secretaries, both Dominic Rahab and Marcelo Ebrahim, says that ensuring equitable access to vaccines, treatments, and tests to Latin American and Caribbean people through international collaboration is the only way to end the COVID-19 pandemic. The UK has already committed up to $313 million UK aid to support research and development for vaccines, treatments and tests to ensure new tools are available to all, including the world's poorest countries. The UK also co-hosted June's Global Vaccine Summit, which mobilized US $8.8 billion to replenish Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. Gavi's work in the poorest countries is critical to sustaining immunization coverage and bolstering the resilience of primary healthcare systems needed to tackle COVID-19. In recent days, a study revealed the promising results of Oxford University vaccine phase 1 and 2 trials, one of the numerous projects supported by the UK government. Also in other news, Russian President Vladimir Putin claims a locally developed vaccine for COVID-19 has been given regulatory approval after less than 2 months of testing on humans. Mr. Putin says that the vaccine had passed all the required checks, adding that his daughter had already been given it. Officials have said that they plan to start mass vaccination in October of this year. Experts have raised concerns about the speed of Russia's work, suggesting that researchers might be cutting corners. Amid the fears that safety could have been compromised, the World Health Organization urged Russia last week to follow international guidelines for producing a vaccine against COVID-19. On Tuesday, the World Health Organization said it had been in talks with Russian authorities about undertaking a review of the vaccine, which has been named Sputnik V. And currently, the Russian vaccine is not among the World Health Organization list of six vaccines that have reached the phase 3 clinical trials, which involve more widespread testing on humans. And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Environmentalist Atherton Mata is calling for the DLP government announcement about building a geothermal plant, a cliche, a pie-in-the-sky project, and an annual recurring promise. And the UK and Mexico Foreign Secretaries Dominic Raab and Marcelo Ebrard says ensuring equitable access to vaccines, treatments, tests to Latin America and Caribbean people through international collaboration is the only way to end the COVID-19 pandemic. And Russian President Vladimir Putin puts claims a locally developed vaccine for COVID-19 has been given regularly approval after less than 2 months of testing on humans. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q.